operating budget bill, House Bill 2001, back to order. The time is 6:53 p.m. Wednesday, June 10th, 2015. Members present, Senate, we have Senator Pete Kelly, the Vice Chair, Senator Anna McKinnon, and Senator Donald Olson. For the House, we have Representative Steve Thompson, Representative Lex Gehr, and myself, Representative Mark Newman, Chair. Today, we will be addressing the remaining open items based on motion sheets dated June 10 and distributed to members. At the June 3rd conference committee meeting, we recessed with the motion on the table, which I had objected. Yesterday, conference committee took action on item number one of that motion. The remainder of that motion is still before the committee and was adopted by the House for items 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 15. I removed my objection to that motion to adopt the House for items 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 15. Is there any objection?
Object for the purposes of an amendment.
Senator Kelly?
Object for purposes of an amendment.
Senator Kelly?
I move the motion for items 6 through 12 to change the fund source from the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund Code 1001 to Unrestricted General Fund Code 1004 and move all of these items to Section 1 of the bill. Fund source for item 15 remains Federal Receipts Fund Code 1002 and is already in Section 1.
Is there any objection to the amendment?
Just for clarification, Mr. Chair.
Representative Gehr.
Thank you. And I'm sure I know the answer, but everybody wants to be sure about things. So the code 1001, which is the amendment, that's unrestricted general fund, not one-time only unrestricted general fund, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. I withdraw my objection.
Is there any further objection? Hearing none, the motion is amended is back before us. Is there objection to the motion as amended? Hearing seeing none, motion passes. Items 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and 15 are now closed. Senator Kelly.
I move the conference committee adopt the following. Item 2, House. Item 3, House. Item 4, Senate. Item 5, Senate. Item 13, Senate. Item 14, House. Item 16, House.
Object briefly.
Item 16, do you want me to read the intent language?
Please read the intent language for Senator Kelly.
It is the intent of the legislature that the unallocated reduction be implemented in a manner that results in a minimum number of state employee layoffs and that it is geared toward finding internal agency and department efficiencies. It is the intent of the legislature that no supplemental funding be requested during the next regular session to fill the unallocated reduction.
Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, this motion passes. Senator Kelly.
I move.
Mr. Chair, I did have an objection on item number 5 briefly. This is the right time.
Item number 5, what page?
Three cities.
Could you restate the motion for item number 3?
Item number 3 is the House, and it adds the salary increases as one-time item and also adds intent language per amendment 29-LS0960/1A.12, Michelle Wallace, 610-15, that members have in their packets.
Thank you. Representative Gehr.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Briefly objecting on item number 5, my understanding is Item number five is the Senate's constitutional budget reserve language. My understanding is that on a later motion, we're going to replace that language with a new amendment that replaces it with different constitutional budget reserve language. And with that understanding, I'll remove my objection.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Is there any further objection? Any objection? This motion passes. Senator Kelly.
I move that the conference committee adopt new item 17, amendment 29-LS0960/S.3, Wallace 6515. Members have in their packets and makes passage of the bill contingent on an affirmative three-quarter vote for FY16 in each house of the 29th legislature, second special session.
Is there any objection? Being no objection, this motion passes. Senator Kelly.
I move that the conference committee adopt new item 18, amendment 29-LS0960/1.A.13, Martin Wallace 61015. The members have in their packets. This amendment limits the FY16 CBR draw to the amount necessary to fund the operating, mental health, and capital budgets, and this act plus the amount necessary, plus the amount necessary not to exceed $500 million for future FY16 appropriations.
Is there any objection?
Objection.
Representative Gale.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for clarification, I want to make clear that we understand this motion is to adopt this new constitutional budget reserve language that Senator Kelly just read in item 18, and that will replace the constitutional budget reserve language in item number 5 on the conference committee motion sheet.
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Is there any further objection? Hearing no objection, this motion passes. That closes all of the items subject to conference committee. Senator Kelly.
I move that we give legislative finance and legislative legal the ability to make technical and conforming adjustments to the conference committee substitute for House Bill 2001.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, this motion passes. Senator Kelly?
I move that the conference committee report out conference committee substitute for House Bill 2001.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, this motion passes. Is there any other business or any other questions or comments from the members? Okay. First, I'd like to do a couple of thank yous here before we close out. I'd like to thank my vice chair, Senator Kelly, and his staff, James Armstrong, and stand-in staff, Suzanne Armstrong, Senator McKinnon, and Senator Olson, Representative Thompson, and Garrett and their staff, David Teal, and the staff of Ledge Finance, Megan Wallace, drafter of the bill and legislative legal, Pat Pitney and her staff at OMB, thank you, Pat, Finance Committee assistants and secretaries, Pete Eklund and Joan Brown, and my staff. I'd also like to thank the staff at the Anchorage ILO for their assistance, and Representative Tuck and his staff, and all the work that they've done on this. Senator Kelly, may I have a motion to adjourn?
I move that this meeting of the conference committee be adjourned.
Without objection, we are adjourned. Members, please need to stay and sign the report.